You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition. My name is Josh Viterchin, and thank you so much for being with us today. I'm so excited to welcome the incredible Lana Schwartz from Next Generation Theatrics and the amazing Kristen Yates to today's show. So please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. Thank goodness the school year is finally coming to a close. I just took my final exam this week, and I just have to finish up my dual enrollment courses. This means that I am officially a senior. If you're wondering where the time went, well, I am too. I'm really excited for the summer. Of course, it's summer break, but I can't wait to have more time to work on two new shows and write and release more original music. My musical, The Perfect Fit, is moving forward, and I hope to be able to share more information about that soon. In the meantime, Avatar The Last Musical is still holding auditions for the show, so make sure to look for more news on that this summer. More information is on my Instagram at Josh Viterchin too. I'm also working on a completely new and original musical that is completely unlike anything I've written before. I will make sure to share more information when I can. Speaking of summer, so many of my friends are getting ready to have the time of their lives at camp. After last summer's COVID quarantine, getting back outside and being around friends is something that I know I'm really excited about. Although I'm not going to go to camp because of work, now that I'm vaccinated, I'm so happy and I'm really happy to say, safely, goodbye to my room for a needed change of scene. Here's a song that definitely shares these sentiments. Here's "By Room." By bed, by chair, by desk, by teddy bear. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. By Michael Jackson poster, by chocolate Yoo-Hoo coaster, by arrow, by bow, by room, I gotta go. Do 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 do. Shout fish later on tank. Be good books. See ya. Piggy bank. Do 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 do. By Magic Johnson backboard. By Luke Skywalker laser sword. By really cool stereo. By room. I gotta go. I'm going away, Mom. I'm blazing a trail. So starting today, Mom, just forward my mail. I'm taking a trip, hitting the road, getting a new area code. Follow the signs, turn on the lamp. I gotta go to camp. Do 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 do. I'm going away, Mom. I'm blazing a trail. So starting today, Mom, just forward my mail. I'm taking a trip, hitting the road, getting a new area code. Follow the signs, turn on the lamp. I gotta go to camp. Do 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 do. By couch, by house. Farewell, Thurstone on the walk. Hasta la vista, telephone. Adios, everything I own. By desk, by chair, by fish, by tank, by bed, by books, by me, by Mom, by Rome. That song is so much fun to play. It's almost like a rockish type song, which is exactly what my first guest is producing with her By Teens For Teens Next Generation Theatrics virtual concert, NGT Rocks. I'm so happy to welcome Lana Schwartz to the show.
Hi, Lana.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show today.
So excited to be here.
Yay, how has school been going for you?
I mean, this year has been crazy being online. I am someone who values education very highly. And so it's been difficult to kind of take that and move it online. But I think it's been easier for me to do my theater company because I can manage my time very differently than I would if I was in school 7 hours a day. So I think it's been better for the company, but worse for learning.
Well, it's such an honor to be able to collaborate with you and your incredible organization, Next Generation Theatrics.
Yes.
Hey, so what
led you to start it? Well, I've been in the industry. I've been auditioning since I was 8. And obviously, I've made lots of friends in the business, and a lot of them have been telling me for years, like, I want to stage manage, I want to direct, I want to produce. But, you know, you're not really given the opportunity until you're an adult and you have to choose what career path you want to go into professionally. And I think I wanted to create an environment where teens could kind of discover what they loved and what they wanted to do on a professional level by trying everything.
Now, did the pandemic impact any plan that you had for Next Generation Theatrics?
Yes, we were in the process of putting up our first live show, and we worked really hard to get the rights. We had our costumes, we had plans to like load in our set, we had our theater, and we were all ready to go, but we were supposed to perform May 30th, and of course that didn't happen, but hopefully we'll get back to it when things get back to normal.
Now, the pivot to virtual cabarets has definitely worked, and it's been really fun to be able to accompany some of the songs for Next Generation Theatrics. Do you know when the next cabaret is?
I do. It's June 1st. By the way, I have to say, you have done such incredible work in NGT. Thank you so much. Like, you kill it every time. You, like, are, you knock it out of the park. You are incredible, and I'm so lucky to have you on my team.
Thank you. I'm happy to be on your team.
Yeah, no, we're so lucky to have you. And our concert is June 1st. It's called NGT Rocks. It's a concert full of our favorite rock and pop songs, featuring artists like Harry Styles and Billy Joel, Miley Cyrus, Alanis Morissette, and Elton John, Stevie Nicks, and more.
Hey, how can our audience get tickets?
Our audience can get tickets by going to bit.ly/NGTrock, so bit.ly/NGTROCKS, all caps. Or you can go to our Instagram, Next Generation Theatrics, NXT Generation Theatrics, and click the link in our bio. And yeah, tickets are free or pay what you wish.
Are you able to share any future plans for Next Generation Theatrics?
Oh, totally. I think we're definitely going to go back to in-person productions as soon as we can, as soon as it's safe to do so. And I think we're also going to start to branch out into film as well, because I know there are a lot of young filmmakers who want to try everything on films as well.
Yay. Yeah. Well, I'm so excited that you're singing with me today. What song would you like to sing, and why did you select that song?
I'm going to be singing Vienna by Billy Joel. And this song is really important to me, and it's been really influential in my producing process, because it's a constant reminder that, like, even though you want to do everything and you want to, like, accomplish so much, like, at, like, such a young age, like, it's, I mean, the first words are, like, slow down. And I think that's something that I always have to remind myself of, to like, you know, I'm still young, I'm still, like, learning, and I have time to grow, and I have time to do all of this stuff. So I can't just rush it all. And I think that's been super important to me as I'm producing and as I'm working towards becoming a big producer.
Yay. Well, I can't wait to hear you sing the song. Here we go.
Slow down, you crazy child, you're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why you're still so afraid. Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you not so much to do, and only so many hours a day. And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. Gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Vienna waits for you. Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you want to be before your time. Although it's so romantic and borderline tonight. Too bad that it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you can see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right. You're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on, but don't imagine they'll all come true. Vienna waits for you. Slow down, you crazy child. Take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. You can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, and you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through.
That was amazing, Lana. It's such an honor to be a part of the NGT family, and I can't wait to watch the show on June 1st at 7 p.m. Make sure to go to www.nextgentheatrics.com. I met my next guest when I was just 10 years old and was cast in Carolina Change. It was such an incredible cast, and working and spending time with her was definitely a highlight. She recently graduated college and is going to take the world by storm with her talent. I'm so happy to welcome Kristen Yates to the show.
Hi, Kristen.
Hi, how are you, Josh?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just living life, enjoying life.
Yay. Well, I'm so happy to have you on today's show.
Yes, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here. I feel honored.
I'm so happy for you to be here. How have you been during this pandemic?
I've been doing pretty well. It was actually crazy getting here because I'm currently in Ohio now. I was in New York doing the old grind. And what ended up happening was that my mom had to have emergency brain surgery. So then I packed up my little travel case and went to Ohio. And then 2 days later, everything shut down. I lost both my jobs. Like, the whole pandemic shutdown happened while my mom was in the hospital about to have her surgery. And I was like, what's going on? Like, what is happening in life? So I just decided to stay. And then eventually I ended up getting the rest of my stuff. And here I am waiting for my opportunity to get back to New York. So that's kind of how the pandemic has been for me.
But we miss you here in New York. We want you to come back soon.
I'm ready. Once I get an opportunity, I'm there.
Hey, so how have you remained connected to the arts?
Well, I've been trying to remain connected by doing any projects that I can and supporting the projects of people that I know and that I know are doing really powerful and meaningful things during the pandemic. So One of the projects that I got an opportunity to do was my friend from college was in grad school for directing, and I got to be a part of his thesis. And he decided to do a show with women doing monologues and songs. And I ended up actually getting to sing I Hate the Bus from Carolina Change, which, you know how much I love that show, and that's how we met. So it was really exciting to be able to sing that song again and be a part of that. And also I've gotten into some voiceover stuff, which is really cool. And I got an opportunity to voice a angsty 16-year-old boy for a video game in development, which is really, really fun and also really challenging because, you know, I'm not used to voicing angsty boys, but it was really fun.
Now, how has remote auditioning been for you since, you know, auditioning in person hasn't really been a thing?
Yeah, it's been really interesting, but I actually like the Zoom audition experience. I find it less nerve-wracking, and going back to the voiceover job that I did for the video game, getting to talk with the creators over Zoom while doing the interview was like really cool. And I think it helped me book the job because I was able to like talk to them about the character and what they were looking for. And they were able to give me notes, and it just felt like, even though it was a short period of time to be with them, that it was more productive than the kind of like you go in the room and you're really nervous and then you do your little thing and they say thank you and you leave, you know what I mean? So it was really cool to get that more intimate time. So I really like that. And I do enjoy self-tapes. So, you know, I like it.
So I know that you've been very active on TikTok, right?
Yeah, it's so crazy because I made a TikTok like a little over a month ago, to enter a contest because the MCC was doing their Miscast Me competition thing. And I was like, oh, I want to do that. So I did a little thing for that. And then I just ended up loving TikTok and like being involved on it. And I was like, TikTok is great. And I actually entered another contest with Almond Breeze, and I actually ended up getting to participate in their little campaign. They did like a little Breeze High musical, which was so cool. And so I got to collaborate with them. And so that was like a really fun thing. And so I'm looking forward to getting to do more TikTok and collaborating with other people, and would love to collaborate with Almond Breeze again too. So
jumping back to New York, when Broadway finally reopens, is there a show that you can't wait to see?
I have to see Hadestown because I was going to see it before everything shut down. And so I'm like, I have to see it at this point because I have been wanting to see it for so long. But I also really want to see Six because there's so much hype surrounding it and I haven't gotten into it.
You need, it's amazing. So the weird thing with Six, when I originally heard of Six, I thought that it was basically just like, I didn't think that there was a plot.
Yeah.
But there's like an entire book, and it's this amazing story with these incredible songs, and also Hadestown. Like my friend's been saying, like before Broadway shut down, that it was like the best show, you need to see it. And then—
yeah, that's what I've been hearing.
Then Broadway shut down.
I know. I know. Yeah. So definitely want to see that. And I would love to just like kind of get into the hype of Six because I haven't had an opportunity to do that, but I'm just like, I would love to see it on Broadway before I like really get into it before that. That'd be so cool to just experience it for the first time that way.
Yeah. Do you have any dream parts that you would love to play one day?
Yes. When I am old enough, I would love to play Caroline in Carolina Change. That is a dream role of mine. Ever since we did the show back in like 2017, I've been obsessed with Carolina Change. So Caroline is a dream role of mine for when I'm older. But for right now, I think I would love to play Timon in Once on This Island. I would love to get a chance to play Eurydice in Hadestown because I think she's just so cool and she's so tough, and like that's such a different type of role than what I usually get cast in. So I would love to do that too. So those are just some of my dream roles for the future.
Yay. So on today's show, what song would you like to sing and why did you select it?
Today I'm going to be singing World Burn from Mean Girls, and I picked that song because I just love the belty pop rock nature of it, but also I felt like it was so different from who I am as a person that it would be really fun to play that kind of mean girl character, because I don't usually get to play those types of characters. And I think it's kind of not my personality. So it was really fun to kind of, it'll be fun to get into that type of song. So, yeah.
Yay. Well, I can't wait to hear you sing the song. Here we go.
All right.
Regina George, and I am a massive deal. I will grind you to sand beneath my lubitant heel. This is what I get for helping someone lame fit. I wanna watch the world burn and everyone get mean. I wanna watch the world burn. I got the gasoline. I wanna watch the world burn and everyone get mean. Kitty, time to watch your back. Kitty, time to turn and go. You didn't finish me off. My name is Regina George, and in case you're keeping score, Katie may have won the battle, but I will win the war. For I'm gonna watch the world burn. I got the gasoline. I wanna make the world burn.
Incredible, Kristen. I can't wait for you to come back to New York City and hopefully see you in a show soon. For some more Broadway fun, come join me on my Twitch at Joshua Turchin. We play Minecraft Among Us and play some music. So come follow or subscribe to my Twitch. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, where podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Lana Schwartz and Kristen Yates. Make sure to tune in on June 1st at 7 p.m. to watch the incredible teens of Next Generation Theatrics. Go to www.nextgenerationtheatrics.com for tickets. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.